This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump has threatened the Democrats, and he did it in a very crafty way. He did it through Rudy Giuliani, who tweeted this. What are the odds the DOJ or Mueller have begun an investigation of Bruce Orr for violating 18 U.S.C. Section 208? That's a federal felony unless he disclosed all facts to the DOJ and has a written waiver. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You're going to find out that Trump is going to turn the Justice Department onto the right people. He'll do it subtly. He'll use his legal team to nudge Jeff Sessions into doing the right thing. And Jeff Sessions, once that swamp, they've lined up the swamp rats and they know how to get rid of them, Rosenstein will go. I don't know when, but Rosenstein, he knows he's got the desk closest to the door. He's on his way out. When he's lined things up, he'll get rid of Sessions. He'll put in an attorney general who will spin this country on its heels because we know what's going on. What a crooked system we currently live in. A banana republic is what we've lived in under Barack Obama and the Democrats for decades, and we've allowed it to happen. I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A CNN commentator actually said this. Trump is enacting a hostile takeover of the courts by constitutionally filling the vacancies. Now, they didn't say the constitutional piece. They said Trump is enacting a hostile takeover of the courts. What Donald Trump is doing is his constitutional duty of appointing Supreme Court, federal, and district judges. And I told you guys how many he had appointed over the past bit of time. He's way ahead of Barack Obama and George Bush combined when it comes to federal judge appointees, and he is restructuring the courts in ways that will supersede anything he does as president legislatively. Because once you get the legislation in, even if the Democrats get the House, which they won't, don't worry about it. But even if they did, they cannot undo his judges. That's the end of it. And judges have the longest tenure. Well, I mean, Congress and all those people have long tenures too, but the judges can be impactful. They have the longest ability to impact. Congress turns over, and sure, some of them serve 30, 40, 50 years, but most congressmen aren't serving that long. But judges will serve, 20, 30, 40 years or longer, and they will see a big body of work. They see lots of cases. It's a huge thing. But I just want you to understand the level of desperation of the left where they tell you that he's making a hostile takeover of the courts for doing his job, his constitutional job. I want that to sink in for just a second. When you want to understand how the left feels about your president, the person you've elected who's been the most effective president probably in history, certainly in modern history, they criticize him for doing his job. And speaking of CNN, Nielsen media ratings came in, and the perennial loser, CNN, is still where it needs to be. Fox had its 200th consecutive month at number one in cable news. They gained in primetime viewers compared with this previous month last year. CNN lost 12% of its primetime viewers and a whopping 15% of its total day viewers. So let me just give you some numbers. Fox averaged 1.3 million day viewers, down 4%. CNN down 15%. In the evening, primetime, Fox averaged 2.3 million, up 4%. NBC, 1.04 million, down 4% during the day. 1.845 million primetime, up 1% in the evening. CNN, down 15% during the day, down 12% during the evening. Just to give you an example, 705,000 total day viewers. Radio gets more listeners than that, just to put it in perspective. So this is where we stand. And if you want to see the level of desperation of the left, look at what they're doing with DeSantis. You know, I've got clips that we'll play for you on that. But look at everything that's been going on with the monkey stuff, with continuing this farce of an investigation. The other day, Chuck Todd tweeted out on a Thursday, wait till Friday, we've got new breaking news from Mueller. Well, Chuck, how would you know? How do you know what's going to be breaking from the Mueller investigation? I mean, it's funny. They don't even understand that in teasing their news, they're telling us how entrenched they are with the swamp rats. Mueller's investigation is done as it pertains to Trump. If he wants to continue witch hunts, continue. But it's over. They need to get over it. Because there's lots of good news. And oh, by the way, in case you missed it, Donald Trump's had rallies in West Virginia. He's had rallies in Indiana. And you know what the left tells you? They say, Kevin, there's no enthusiasm for the Republicans. And yet, at every one of these rallies, Donald Trump fills the stadium. And there are thousands of people outside still waiting. And you know what the left, the mainstream, lamestream fake news wants you to believe? They say, there's nobody cares. Donald Trump, there's no enthusiasm on the Republican side. Look at what we're doing here. Look, folks, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not following any polling. I got no super secret sauce except for the superpower of common sense. And when I see thousands of people, a president going around the country, says he's going to be in location X, thousands of people fill whatever size venue he picks. Thousands more wait outside. And I'm not talking about the heart of Philadelphia or whatever. He goes into ordinary America, you know, the smaller towns, and people drive from the cities and flock to see him like he's an evangelist. If you want to tell me there's an enthusiasm gap, go for it. If you want to tell me that the Democrats, here's what I dare you to do. I dare you to find me one Democrat that can do that. Find me one. I'll even make it better for you. Find me a group of Democrats. Give me Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Loretta Lynch, the Clintons. Who? Name them. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Take every presidential candidate that's on the block potentially to run for Democrats in 2020. Bring me the 2018 best Democrats you got, Pelosi, Schumer, whomever. Fill them in a location. And then do a call and say, come see all these Democrats. How many people do you think show up? How many? You think you'll get more than 5,000? Because I don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Did you catch the Aretha Franklin funeral? Any parts of it? Oh, my gosh. Wow. Can you call that a funeral? Miranda, who's on my team, Miranda Dawson, she says, how do you get invited to Aretha Franklin's funeral? Be a racist, a tax fraud, a race baiter, and a rapist. And there's a picture of Bill Clinton, Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, and Jesse Jackson all standing, you know, on the thing. And to call that a funeral, wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. These funerals are just getting off the chain. What they say that thing ended up being 8 hours? John McCain. You know, he's supposed to be the purveyor of all things fair, and he's a reasonable guy, and he was a reach-across-the-aisle guy. And you know what he did? He did not invite his vice president, his vice presidential running mate, nor did he invite the president. Mr. Reach-across-the-aisle won't even recognize Sarah Palin. This is what I read. She was told to stay away and the President of the United States, and they want you to believe this dude was fair. I mean, come on, leftists. We're not that stupid. John McCain was a cantankerous old goat who never in his life was a Republican. Oh, he wanted to think he was. He convinced people that he was in a state that is solidly Republican and who embraced him as a native son, you know, even though he's an interloper because it was his wife who lived here. They embraced him as a war hero. They made him into an icon. And being honest, he did nothing for the state of Arizona, nothing significant. But people fear this guy in Arizona. They fear him. Trust me when I tell you, there are many politicos that are happy John McCain is dead because now they get to live their lives. Oh, there'll be some remnants of it. You know, there'll be some people that have some lagging legacy and all that. But for the most part, there are a lot of people that are glad he's gone. Many of you out there are happy for that. Don't be mad. Don't feel bad about yourselves because you go, man, I will be glad when McCain's out of the news cycle. I saw an article just the other day. That's exactly what it was, the day after all the hoopla, and they were like, man, can he go away now? Because he's wherever Teddy Kennedy is, such as where John McCain is. We don't have to live with, oh, my, he was a war hero, and let's forgive him for saying something stupid. And let's, he attacked the Tea Party. He attacks Donald Trump. He attacks Donald Trump supporters, and we're supposed to feel good about him. I'm sorry. I'm not going to feel good about him. Not from a political standpoint. His profession, as a person, I feel for him and his family. I can compartmentalize. I do. Sorry, John McCain. You died. You know what? We are all going to die. Do we throw a celebration? Do we make it a political statement? And by the way, an anti-Republican, an anti-conservative political statement. He's got clowns up there like Joe Biden eulogizing him. And what does Biden do? He makes it political. What do we got with Aretha Franklin? Aretha Franklin was an icon to all of us. We all, I mean, I don't know if you liked her music, but the people that did, all of America, regardless of political perspective, across the spectrum. So just so you know where I got that word. They loved Aretha Franklin. And what do these clowns do? They get Michael Eric Dyson, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Farrakhan, Bill Clinton. Not a Republican in sight. At least one that would admit it. And what do? They get up there and they hammer you. They hammer Donald Trump. Al Sharpton, she didn't belong to you. She belonged to black people. She wasn't no, I don't care if y'all listen to music. Well, you bought her music. You paid them royalties. But she black. She one of us. She ain't one of y'all. She ain't no Donald Trump supporter. She ain't. I misspell respect, and y'all let me know it. But the Republic, but Donald Trump, Aretha Franklin, it taught him some respect. You know, whatever. I don't know what he said. I ain't even going to play. I'm not playing a single clip from any of those clowns. Not on any of my stuff. No, I'm not playing. No, don't even. I know we got them. You can delete them. Not playing them. I'm not letting people hear these knuckleheads. Look, Aretha Franklin, I grew up on Aretha Franklin. Look at her. Even when she did a duet with George Michael, two of my favorite singers. Remember that song, Knew You Were Waiting? Knew you were waiting for me. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. I mean, not one of her best songs, but I'm telling you, Aretha, shoot. If you were black growing up in the 60s, Aretha Franklin was, that was your church. Oh, man. Makes me feel good to think of her songs. And that's my memory of her. It's not all these circus clowns that were up there. Black this, black that. She won us. And every time they say something black, black people in church, yeah, woohoo, yeah. Let me tell you something. Right now, there are a group of black folks, and it's a big number, that have zero relation with that crowd in that church. The crowd that every time you say something black, they got a whoo, whoop and holler. Whoo, whoo, yeah, something black-centric. Let's all whoop and holler. Yeah. They going to give out some free drugs to black people. Yeah. Hey, they going to legalize some prostitution in the black neighborhoods. Yeah.
Hey, they're going to let high crime and all kinds of nastiness continue to occur in black neighborhoods. Yeah! They're going to have bad schools in black neighborhoods. Ooh, give me some more Democrats. Bunch of trained seals. Okay, I'll say it. A bunch of monkeys. Because see, that's what monkeys do. They just ape whatever is said for them. They cheer for whatever you want them to cheer for. Yeah. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. It was a clown show. All these people up there essentially disrespecting Aretha Franklin. It wasn't even about her. If I was her family, I'd be going, what in the world were you people thinking? It's not what my mother, my sister, my aunt, my grandmother wanted to make a spectacle of her. She was about music. She was about love and creating. I don't know anything about her. But I'm saying, really? Politics? Hey, just out of curiosity, can Donald Trump like an Aretha Franklin song? Is that okay? Are we cool with that? Man, what is up with these things we want to call funerals? They say when a person dies, a library burns. The good news is we have a lot of memories. The book of Aretha Franklin will continue because it was done musically. But what about her life? Do you think that Aretha Franklin was summed up in what they said? And do you believe it was, you believe the lie of the left and that it was the Democrats that did all these things for her. Can we analyze it and really determine where Aretha Franklin got her breaks? Who gave them to her? Who took advantage of her and who didn't? Because I'll tell you this, the majority of the time she was taken advantage of, it wasn't by a Republican, it was by a Democrat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing began, but that was before Democrats and protesters demanded the committee be shut down immediately. All the interrupting and yelling led for Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana to ask to be recognized on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell me again how many documents have been produced?
488,000 other than 28,000 pages that Justice Kavanaugh has submitted, including his own judicial opinion.
much of the discussion is over the Democrats receiving all the documents they requested, which was in the millions. Today, Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to become a hurricane as it hits the Gulf Coast, including parts of Mississippi. A hurricane warning is still in effect for most of the area along the Gulf Coast, and as much as 8 inches of rain is expected. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Still talking about Aretha Franklin and that freak show that they want to convince you was a funeral. How sick was that? I'm not sure if you caught any part of it. I only caught it in dribs and drabs, you know, from people sending me links and things like this and speeches and what have you. And I thought to myself, what a travesty. Now, here's a woman who deserves so much better. But instead, the left have decided, you know what? We don't care what she deserves. We're going to make this about us. And we're gonna, her legacy will be about civil rights and all these other things. You know what? There's an element to that. And every person who lived and died on this planet has some, I'm talking about in this era, has something to do with civil rights or whatever. But Aretha Franklin wasn't about marching across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and all this other stuff. She was about bringing people together through her music. White folks, black folks, brown folks, Asian folks, you name it, whatever color folks you want to put, love Aretha Franklin. And rightfully so. Yeah, baby, please. Listen to that voice. And Ariana Grande tried to do a song of Aretha Franklin. I saw a clip of it. And you know what it made me think about? It made me think, these millennials that think they got all the nice voices have nothing on these old school singers who just used to sing with passion. Aretha Franklin sang not to please an audience, it seemed like. She sang to please herself. I had a conversation with one of my friends who's on my Unhyphenated America team. And I said to him, he says, Kev, you know, what are we doing when we do these interviews? And I said, you know what you're doing when you do these interviews? You don't play to the audience. You're having a conversation about what you're passionate about. When you take an interview, when Fox says, Kevin, do you want to come on? It's because I'm passionate about that subject. And no offense to the audience, I don't care about you. I care about making my point about what I'm passionate about. And that's what music is. When we're on TV and I'm talking about, you know, the NFL kneelers, that's my singing. Come on, Aretha, tell them. That's what I'm gonna do. See, that's what this is about. That's our message. I don't care what these people think. This is who I am. It's who you are. It's who you want your children to be. There's another aspect to this funeral that was kind of interesting. Because people are people watching the whole time, right? Trying to figure out, you know, what's Bill Clinton. He was funny. I definitely paid attention to what Clinton was doing when I got that. But, every time I think about this and all the different people there, the venue and the mindset of the majority of people that fill that church where Aretha was, I feel sad sometimes for the country. I talked earlier about how black people were just so, let's clap every time somebody says something about black folks, black this, black that, our people. She was singing for us and all that. No, she wasn't. The things that we do for this country collectively. Not about black, not about white. That's what Unhyphenated America stands for. That's why Chris has been all over TV talking about stuff. It is about one America. I want to segue into Bill Clinton because he was funny. Oh, man. He's catching a lot of heat for what he did during Aretha's political death special. That's what I called it, because it was not a funeral. As it turns out, Billy Boy was caught gawking at Ariana Grande's well-toned Harvey Weinstein sexual abuse quality buttocks. Okay? And I say this, and I'm going to tell you right now, this may not be politically correct, but who can blame him? After all, isn't that what the Me Too movement wanted Bill Clinton to do? Isn't that what the feminists have begged for men like Bill Clinton to do? I mean, come on. They want you to note the hot buttocks of one of their finest. What's Ariana Grande, like 14? How old is she? Is she above the age of consent? Then why are you mad at Bill? If Ariana Grande, she's like 20 years, she's married, right? And she ain't Muslim. She's married. She wasn't a child bride, so she's above the age of consent. What do you think Bill Clinton's going to do? Come on, guys. What is the word?
Well, I can look at the menu. I just can't order.
Okay, there you go. I say to the left, why bother sexualizing children if Bill Clinton can't appreciate them when they reach the age of consent? If Harvey Weinstein can't appreciate them and get them in the casting couch when they reach the age of consent, why bother sexualizing them? You have taught them. You have trained them. Bill Clinton, the left act as if they're stunned. I can't believe he did it. What? You can't believe he did it? You put cocaine in front of a crackhead and you can't believe he did it? What do you think he was going to do? File his nails? Get a manicure? Get his eyebrows arched? What did you think Bill Clinton was going to do if you stick Ariana Grande's well-toned booty in front of Bill Clinton? I don't care if he's at Aretha Franklin's funeral. He could have been at Hillary Clinton's funeral. Bill Clinton was going to be looking at them buttocks. What are you talking about? When you plan a party, you expect the party people to show up. I tweeted this about Bill Clinton's fixation. I said, I'm not mad at Bill Clinton for watching Ariana Grande's butt. After all, look at the butt he was forced to look at for over 50 years. I'm still cracking myself up about that one. Yeah, look at what he was looking at. Look at what... I ain't trying to get all in Bill's business, but if Hillary Clinton got out of the shower and turned around and was, you know, toweling off and the buttocks were showing... There are better things to look at in the room. You know what I mean? Come on, guys. I know I got some amens out there on that one. Heck yeah. Yeah, why are you going to be mad at Bill Clinton for looking at a beautiful woman who's gyrating in front of him, you know, doing all her thing? Which, the irony being exactly what the left wants. They take these young girls, teach them how to put condoms on bananas in the second grade, teach them about sex and 69 and anal sex and all this stuff by the time they're 13 years old, spit them out into the world and go, oh, don't be looking at us. We're the Me Too movement. Don't be abusing me with your eyes. These people crack me up, man. I mean, we can be a little sanctimonious, because I'm going to tell you right now, we look at it and go, come on, a girl shouldn't even be thinking about half this stuff until she's at least 18, probably 25, and then starts looking at really getting into her marriage and stuff. I'm not being a prude. I'm just saying there's a process, an evolution, if you will, of people getting their act together. But the left don't care. They want these little babies out there, you know, gyrating and saying something to you. How dare you? How dare you objectify me? As they have the wardrobe mishaps and, you know, crotchless panties, edible panties, Victoria's Secret, teen pageants, you know, where these girls at 5 or 6 years old look like supermodels in their 20s. Really? Yeah, but don't you dare. Me too, moving on. You know, oh yeah, I got it. I got it, feminists. You want your cake and eat it too. I get it. I didn't get an invitation to Aretha Franklin's political death party, but I suspect that Bill Clinton not only watched Ariana Grande's butt, I bet he watched all the butts, big and small, that bothered to gyrate in front of him. They just happened to catch him watching Ariana's, because everybody else was checking it out too. Now, I've already talked about this spectacle, because that's what it was. It was a spectacle. Al Sharpton? Really? He's still smarting from getting his White House punch card revoked when Obama had to leave, and Hillary Clinton had no use for her services of a race pimp having lost to Trump. What do you need a race pimp for when you got Bill? What a spectacle. Across the board, and the biggest one of the biggest stories is, look at Bill Clinton, look at Ariana's butt. Well, yeah, woohoo! Hey, leftist, an icon was buried that day, just in case you forgot. In your 8-hour big gala, you know, your trash Trump party, there was a woman there being honored. You remember her name? What was it, Mrs. Butterworth? What was it? Aunt Jemima? I can't remember. Somebody help me with the name. Oh, Aretha. Yeah, Aretha. Thank you. Aretha Franklin. Man. This is... Where do you go with this? Where do you go from it? Jesse Jackson, right on the front stage, and him and Bill Clinton reaching over talking to each other. Yeah, what do you think about Ariana's butt? Nah, I think pretty hot. Yeah, because, you know, Jesse, he could use some of that Operation Push money to maybe get Ariana to come over and, you know, do some work for the charity. Yeah. Yeah, we know how much they care about Aretha. If you caught that act, you know how much they cared about her. You know how much they cared about black folks. How they used it for that. They made a Hollywood spectacle. People are talking about, is this going to be on Netflix? When is it going to be? Is Amazon going to pick up next season?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you don't believe that the progressive agenda is all around you, man, you better wake up. And you better wake up fast. Hey, this is Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You better wake up. I saw this article, Fox News. It was a class assignment given to fifth graders, I think. Well, I forget what age. Well, I'll come to it when I get to read it here in a bit. You can't be more divisive. You can't be more. This showcases the progressive agenda in a way that I don't know that I could come up with a better example. But here, it was a class assignment on identity politics. And here's what they did. These middle schoolers have to determine who lives and dies because the earth is about to blow up and there's only room on the spaceship for 8 passengers. So you're going to have to leave some people behind. These were 7th graders. Roberts Middle School in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. They had the task last week of deciding who gets to live and who gets to die doomed to be blown to smithereens if you stay on Earth unless they take you with them. And the title of it was Whom to Leave Behind. At least they used the right, you know, word whom, not who. And it says it caused outrage among moms and dads who believe the assignment sends the wrong message, and it absolutely does send the wrong message. So for the assignment, students were asked to choose between a list of 12 hypothetical people. Four would be left behind because the Earth is doomed, and they can only take eight on the spaceship. So here's what the identity politics were about. There was an astronaut with a substance abuse problem, a black medical student, but who's militant, a militant black medical student, a 33-year-old Indian manager who doesn't speak English. I'm talking about American Indian, you know, feathers, not dot, as they say, an accountant's pregnant wife, a famous novelist with a physical disability, a 21-year-old female Muslim international student, a female movie star who was recently the victim of a sexual assault, a homosexual male professional athlete, an Asian orphaned 12-year-old boy, a 60-year-old Jewish university administrator, and an Hispanic clergyman who is against homosexuality. Now here's, oh my gosh, can we just dissect the roles here? So the accountant and his wife, the one with the substance abuse problem, and he's got a pregnant wife, militant black student, 33-year-old Indian in America who doesn't speak English. How can you be an Indian living in America and not speak English? First of all, a famous novelist who's a physical disability, 21-year-old Muslim student. She's not from here, but she's an international, like an exchange student. Movie star, victim of sexual assault. Why not bring Harvey Weinstein, too? Homosexual male professional athlete. Now, what's funny about that is I'm thinking, okay, you got a professional athlete, a male. You want him because he's a good athlete. You need strong people, you know, if you're going to, you know, put forward the race. The problem is he's gay. So, I don't know, I'd leave him. An Asian orphan 12-year-old boy. Why's he got to be Asian? Why can't he be Guatemalan? And why not a midget? They don't even have a midget in here, which made me mad. 60-year-old Jewish university administrator. Why's he got to be Jewish? He's a university administrator. As far as I'm concerned, he stays. A Hispanic clergyman, Latino, but he's against homosexuality. What to do about that type of a Latino, huh? Hispanic. And what type of Hispanic is he? Because Puerto Ricans are more volatile than Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? This is an assignment. The guy goes on. He says, I wonder how many kids gave the homophobic reverend a seat on the politically correct spaceship. So the process of elimination is, are you anti something that the left is into? So we should play this game. So Jewish administrator, he's good. Asian orphan kid, he's good. You know, obviously the guy against homosexuality, he's gone. He has to stay. Movie star, victim of sexual assault, she's on the bubble because she's a movie star, therefore rich, but probably a leftist, and she was sexually assaulted. Muslim female student, you got to let her stay, right? If you're a leftist, because she's a Muslim female student, international student. Novelist with a disability. They don't care about disabilities, nor do they care about novelists. He's staying, right? Accountant's pregnant wife, who cares, right? Nobody cares about, is she white? I'm presuming she's white. If she's black, she can go. If she's white, she's got to stay. So what, she's having a baby, you know? Because this is another mouth to feed on the wherever they're going. Native American who doesn't speak English, what's he look like? Native American manager. What is a Native American manager of what? A convenience store or, you know, the accounting firm? What? That's so ambiguous. And is it a woman or a man? Because you know you got to have a certain mix of women and men, because you got to try to, if the world is going to end and you need people to go with you, you got to make sure it's somebody you want to get busy with. that kind of thing. Don't take Edna. You know, she's 83, beyond childbearing years, and a militant black medical student. You're going to need a doctor, but do you want a militant doctor working on you if you're, you know, non-blacks, particularly if you're white? An accountant with a substance abuse problem, he stays. Unless he's black or Guatemalan midget or something, he stays because he's asking for trouble. Plus, we just dumped his wife. I think we just solved it. I think we solved it. Because they didn't give us enough information on the accountant for us to make a real decision on him, other than he's got a drug problem. And if he's got a drug problem and you're going somewhere there's no drugs, you don't want to deal with that kind of personality. What's he going to do? He could snap. Everybody's gone. So he stays. Wife stays. Pregnant wife. I don't know if that counts as three. And, oh, wait, we're talking leftists. No, that doesn't count as three. That's just two. The Jewish university administrator, I mean, they might keep him. The novelist with the physical disability, he stays. Oh, and then the Hispanic clergyman who's against homosexuality. Boom, bada bing, bada boom, we're done. But that's a game they want seventh graders to play, eliminating people with a problem. Don't even get in the seventh grade. I would have made the teacher. I would have ridiculed this teacher. This teacher would have been like,
Ms. Kevin, now you're making way too much out of this.
Because I'd say, no, I need to know what the race and the gender is of the accountant. And this militant African-American medical student, what gender is he or she? You know, I need to know more. 33-year-old Native American manager, I need to know gender. I can't have a bunch of women all sharing the same menstrual cycle when my new world, oh, no. Then I'm going to bring the accountant. Because I know he's got a substance abuse problem. He can handle it. Oh, yeah. Asian orphan boy. I don't know. I need to know more about his parents. They tiger parents? He's a boy? I don't know. Jewish? We got to have, I mean, God wants us to have a Jew. We need a Jew. Man, this kind of... Parents are like, they should consult us on a lesson like this. No, they should just never have it. What's this got to do with teaching a kid STEM stuff? Science, technology, engineering, and math. Oh, Kevin, it's teaching them how to get along with one another and how to be good for one another and how to be nice people and all that. That's not why I sent my kids to school. My kids are nice people. I've told many administrators, not many, but a few. I've told administrators, listen. As my grandma said, listen here. My uncle actually says that when he's drunk. Listen here. Listen. I send you a well-adjusted kid. I want him back the same way. This is what I've said to all my boys when I send them to school. I go, you know, I don't care what these hooligans are doing on the other side of the tracks. Because my kid is going to fight. He will beat the crap out of a kid because he's not going to deal with hooliganism. If you're going to be like, time out, and go see the principal, and then the principal gives him candy, my kid's going to kick the crap out of him. Because I'm not dealing with that. I send you a well-adjusted kid, a yes sir, yes ma'am, no sir, no ma'am kid, who's an A student, who gets along with other kids, who's not a bully, whose parents are plugged in, and you send me back a hooligan. You send me back a dude talking to me like this. What you talking about, dad? You ain't my father. How even know you my daddy? I don't want that kid. I'm sending this one back, and I want mine. Are you kidding me? They said the language of this thing could lend to a lot of confusion, stereotypes, and things like this. Yeah, it certainly could. And that's what it does. It confuses people, but that's what the left wants. Now leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.